Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of daf Samach He Amid Beis. So we're moving along in the sugyas of Yayin Esach. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Esach shenofal al gabi anovim. If Yayin Esach falls, it spills on top of grapes. So could you eat the grapes now, or can you not eat the grapes now? Says the Mishnah, Yadichin, wash the grapes really, really well. Vehin mutaris, and they're going to be mutar. Meaning there's no concern that maybe the Yayin Nesech seeped into the grapes. Thus, it's enough to wash it. You wash it, you can eat it, it's not an issue. If, however, there were cracks in the grapes, and as the Rishonim say, the grape where the stem is always is going to have a crack. So even if that little hole on the top of the grape exists, that's enough to say, Asura is that the grapes are going to be Asur. It's not enough to wash it, because now you're concerned that Yayin Esach actually penetrated the grape. If that's the case, there's no way in the world to eat the grape. Nofel Agabi Te'enim. If Yayin Esach falls, it spills on Te'enim, figs. Oy Agabi Tamarim, on dates. So there you can't just wash it. There it's a little bit more complicated. The halacha is that if the wine is contributing taste to the figs or the dates, but not just taste, the way we're going to see in the sugya, but rather a good taste, it's nois and tam l'shvach, it's enhancing the taste of the te'enim and the tamarim, in contrast to where had it been nois and tam l'fgam, meaning it would be detracting from the taste of the te'enim and the tamarim regardless. Im yesh ben nois and tam, if it's nois and tam and it's a good taste, also the halacha is the te'enim or the tamarim are going to be awesome. There was a ma'isa shal yikachoy shevi groigros besfina. He was taking groigros figs on a ship. The mishtab rechavah shal yayin nesach, and there was a barrel of yayin nesach. It broke. The wine spilled all over the place. V'nafal al gabeim, and it went on top of the groigros. The shal the chachamim, and he asked the chachamim a shayla, "Can I eat the figs or not?" V'itirim the chachamim said, "It's mutter." The gemara is going to explain. Zeaklal kol shabano asoy benoyis and tamaser. Any time yayin nesach falls on another meichel, it penetrates the meichel, and it's noisin tam l'shvach, that loch is the meichel becomes osur. Kol she'im v'anosah v'noisin tam. If, however, it's not noisin tam l'shvach, but rather it's noisin tam l'fgam, it takes away from the taste, mutter, in that case, it's going to be mutter, kegoy. And an example of that would be chaymetz vinegar. Chazal's vinegar was spoiled wine, shenafal agabi grisin, which fell on top of beans. The halach is, we assume that the chaymetz penetrated the beans. It's a noisin tam, however, lefgam, and it's for that reason, it's going to be mutter. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, a halacha, the yayin esach that falls on top of anovim, it depends. If there's no cracks in the anovim, wash it and it's okay. If there are cracks, even that little hole where the stem is, the halach is asuras. What if it fell on top of te'enim and tamarim? So the Mishnah said, if it's noisin tam, it's going to be asar. Stating that, says the Mishnah, there was a ma'isa shahaya with Bisus ben Zoyne, who had figs, was on a boat, there was yayin esach, the chavish yayin esach cracked, the yayin esach went on top of these figs, he took it to the chachamim said it was mutter. Now usually, if the Mishnah says a halacha, and then follows that up with the story is going to support the halacha. Over here, the story contradicted the halacha, because the halacha was that if yayin esach falls on te'enim, which are figs, the halacha is, if it's nois and tam, it's aser. And then we don't bring a ma'isa where it's aser, but rather we bring a ma'isa where the chachamim said it was mutter. So freak the Gemara, ma'isa listar. So the Gemara says, not such a shver akasha, chasurei mechzure v'hachikon. You just have to do a little bit of surgery to the Mishnah, edit it a little bit, and everything is going to be really nice. Im nois and tam lefkam u'mutter. When the Mishnah says it's aser, that's only if it's nois and tam l'shvach. If it's nois and tam lefkam, the way we spoke it out when we learned the Mishnah, it's going to be mutter. Ma'isa nami, and there was a story, b'bisas ben zoynin, shal yemevi gregris besfina, v'nishtab rechav shal yayin esach, v'nofal al gabeim, bo ma'isa lefnei chachamim v'hitirum. So the story isn't supporting the halacha that we have in the Mishnah, it's supporting the halacha that was chasurei mechzra, that's omitted from the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, the halacha really depends on whether it's nois and tam l'shvach or nois and tam l'fgam, like the Mishnah said at the end mefurish, zeh haklal. If it's nois and tam l'shvach, it's also, if it's nois and tam l'fgam, it's mutter. The reason in that story with Bisus ben Zoynin, it was mutter because it was nice and tam lefkam. That's another related story. There was a bundle of wheat. Where a barrel of yayin nesach broke and the wine spilled on top of this chitin, and the chitin were brought to Rava. What do I do with it? Shaye Rava. Rava said, it's mutter lizvune la'ov dekechavim. It's okay to sell it to a guy. By the way, it's just kedai to speak out. You know, you have a lot of these gemaras where you would think, okay, you know, why do you have to get involved in a shayla? You have a novim, and the wine is build on the anavim. It's yayin nesach, so you're going to rely on a kula. You're going to say yadichem. You're going to wash it, or you're going to start getting involved in noisim tam l'shvach, noisim tam l'fgam. I mean, I think if you ask the modern man in 2018, he would say throw it in the garbage, and the next time you're in the street, buy new grapes. What's the big deal? But the truth is, it's indicative of how society has changed. The anius once upon a time that existed wasn't so simple. I'm just going to throw away my chitin. I'm just going to throw away my anavim. But from a halachic standpoint, it's not so simple either, because it's something called baltashchis, and that's why you have to realize not so posh to take the bottle of wine and pour it down the drain, or to take the grapes and throw it in the garbage, or the figs and throw it in the garbage. So this could be even from a halachic standpoint, forget the sociological aspect, but simply, what do I do with these wheat? Do I eat it? Can I throw it out? Am I obligated to throw it out? Can I sell it to a guy? This is a real halachic shaila. Either way, so it was brought to Rava. Again, there was a bundle of wheat. Yayin nesach spilled all over it. What do you do now? So Rava said, you can't eat the wheat, but at the same time, you could sell it to a guy. Frank the Gemara, Isra Rabbi Bar Levi, Le Rava. So Rabbi Bar Levi asked Rava, is that so pashut? Meaning Rava was paskening that it's asr b'achiva, but it's mutter b'hana. Problem is, beged shava b'kelayim. Somebody has a beged and this kelayim inside of it. Now, if it's overtly kalayim, you can do whatever you want with it. We're talking about where there's a little bit of kalayim inside, so little that it's not going to be noticeable to a person. So you now, who own this baguette, you can't sell it to a yid, because he's being machshel the yid with the iser kalayim. He's going to wear shatnez if he buys it from you. You can't even sell it to a guy. The reason is, we're concerned that the guy is going to sell it to a yid. The yid, again, is not going to see the shatnez, and by him not seeing the shatnez, he's going to go ahead and wear it. Additionally, like I said in my Das Lachamar, you shouldn't make it as a saddle to a donkey. Because even though you could sit on a saddle that shatnez, but as we saw previously in the Masechta, sometimes they would take the saddle and convert it into clothing. It may be machshel you at some point to the issach. You want to do something constructive with it? You can use it as tachrich in the meis mitzvah. The reason is because meis is chafshi min ha-mitzvahs, so he's allowed to wear shatnez. Is that so posh? What happens when the meisim are going to get up? Lachat chias ha-meisim. The mace is going to be, at that point, a chayim, trias ha-mesim, he's going to be standing, and he's going to be wearing shatnez, so maybe that's right, we'll get into tomorrow. But for now, you have over here a beged that has a little bit of kalayim. Nobody really knows that there's kalayim. Another kasha toaster says, why don't you say the little bit of kalayim that's inside this much larger beged is bottle to the larger beged? Tasis kasha. Tasis is very important. You saw it to answer this kasha. Again, Ray, that maybe we'll get to tomorrow. But again, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you have a beged that has kalayim, it has shatnez, but it could be people won't know this shatnez, so you certainly can't sell it to a yid. You can't even sell it to a guy. Why can't you sell it to a guy? Because we're afraid that he's going to sell it. So Hachanami Frank the Gemara, how did Rav allow these chitim to be sold to a guy? He didn't allow it to be sold to a yid because he is not allowed to eat it. Sell it to a guy. You can have anav from it, and the guy can eat it. So what's the problem? You know what the problem is? Why aren't you worried that he's going to sell it to another yid? So the Gemara said, Rav came around. Hadar, you have Hadar Amar Rav throughout Shas. There's a lot of before and afters in Rav's thought process. So Rav came around, and Rav said, you're right. La'achar ha'iyun, shafti v'ro'isi kitoyiso. It's also, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Just like you can't sell the beged of kalayim to a guy, you can't sell this to a guy either. What then did Rava say is okay? Shor le'metchinu, he allowed it to, ulemefinu ulezvenu levikam. He allowed the yid to bake it, and then he sold it, and then sell it to a guy. You can't let a yid see this going down. The point is, he allowed the guy to buy the chitin after they were already made into a bread, after they were made into a cake of some sort. At that point, what are you worried about? You're worried that the guy's going to eat it, the guy's allowed to eat it. You're worried that the guy's going to sell it, no one's going to buy bread from a guy. It's pasakum. And being that it's pasakum, it's awesome. So he had nothing to be worried about. The only thing he said was, is that you have to sell it to a guy where no yid is looking. Because if a yid sees you selling it to a guy, so yid's going to know that it wasn't baked by a guy. So he's going to know it's not pasakum. Maybe he will buy it from a guy. So as long as you sell it in a covert operation, nobody sees it, you do it in a dark alley, now the guy has this bread, what are you worried about? You're worried that someone's going to buy it from him and eat it? Yidinar nizer and pasakum. It's one of the takonas from the Yud Ches Dvarim. It's not something you have to worry about. Being that it's not something you have to worry about, that was the eitzah of how to make this work. But either way, Rava held in principle that if Yayin Nesech falls on gabe chitim, what's the halacha? It's aser b'shtiya, it's mutter b'hana. Says the Gemara, let's see how that stems with our Mishnah. Tonight, yayin nesach shnaf al gabe anovim. If yayin nesach falls on anovim, yadich ve mutaros. All you have to do is wash it, and it's going to be mutter. Vim hayu mevukais. If there were cracks inside the grapes, that's when there's a problem, because then we assume the yayin penetrated the grape asur, it's going to be aser. Says the Gemara, mevukais in, she mevukais light. Sounds like the only time it's going to be aser is if there's a crack in the grapes. But if there's no crack in the grapes, then what? It's mutter. So the Gemara's kash is, where are the cracks in the chitin? Why are the chitin not treated like anovim? All you should have to do is wash it and it should be okay. Rava said it's mutter to sell to a guy. No, it should be mutter to eat. Rav Papa explained, Rava's psak shani chiti hoyul the agav tiraikim of a guy is damye. So again, we're not farmers. When's the last time you saw a stalk of wheat? But in the middle of the kernel of the stalk of the wheat, there are cracks. The wine can penetrate those cracks, so it's similar to anovim that amavukais. Thus, it's not so simple to just wash it off. It's a real issue. If it's a real issue, that's where Rava's psak comes out, where Rava held that it was aser b'shtia, mutter b'hana. Why aser b'shtia, mutter b'hana? So those are sugyas later in the Masechta. We'll get a better understanding in that when we get later in the Masechta. So for now, the Gemara turns its attention. Me inyan le inyan, ba'oise inyan, and the Gemara brings a very important machloikis, abaya v'rava. And it's an important machloikis when you learn the sugyas of taruva. So there's no time to do a proper akdama on the idea of taruvas. It's not necessary either. But this next Gemara, and really many of the dafim that we're going to learn now from here until the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, are going to touch upon some basic fundamental principles in taruvos. So we know that a taruvos is a mixture that has in it iser v'heter. And a mixture can come in two forms. It's what we know in Gemara and in Halacha as a taruvos of yavish v'yavish or a taruvos lach v'lach. Taruvos yavish v'yavish would mean you have two solid items that were mixed up. So for example, you have 10 pieces of meat, 9 of them you know are kosher, one of them is non-kosher. They're nesarif, in the sense that you don't know which one is which. They're not one big bundle of meat, they're 10 individual hamburgers. But you know that 9 of them are kosher, and one of them isn't kosher. So what's the halacha anytime you have a taruvos? Midai raisa, achir rabim lahatis. You go baser raib. It's one of the halachas of raib. There's different types of raib. There's zil baser ruba, there's rubei kekulai, and there's bittel baraib. That's the idea of bittel baraib. We say that the one hamburger that's treif, that's nevela, is bottle for the hamburgers that are kosher. It's as if all of them are kosher, you're allowed to eat all the hamburgers. Could eat them all at the same time? Is it only Bezeh Chazeh? Famous Machloikis, Rosh and Rajba. This is all important when you learn Masechta Schulin. This is Taruvos 101. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha of a Taruvos Yavish B'Yavish. What if you have two Dvarim Lachim? You have two things that are not Yavish, they're not solid, but they're liquid. So for example, you have different Mashkin that were Nesarif. You have kosher wine and not kosher wine. You have wine that's Truma, and you have wine that's not Truma. You have Chol of Treifa, and you have regular Chol of Yisrael. And it was all Nesarif. So what's the halacha? So over there, being that when two Dvarim Lachim come together, they become one, the halacha is a little bit different. There the halacha is that it's not enough that you have Roiv. It's not enough that you have Roiv Heter Keneged the Isser in order to be Matir the Taruvos. But what you need to make sure is that the Isser is not even noticeable in the taruvos, meaning it's not even noisting time. It's not even contributing any taste to the davar asa. But to the extent that it's contributing a little bit of taste, to the extent it's noisting time, even though it's the miut, and ordinarily, achri rabim lahatos, the halacha is, it's going to be asa. So when you're dealing with a taruvos of yavish b'yavish, l'chura, all you should need is right. When it's a taruvos of lach b'lach, being that the taruvos now is one, so the davar aser, even if it's a miut, would be noticeable. That's enough to say that you can't go baser. What then do you go baser? You just have to determine whether it's in fact noticeable. If it's nice in time, if you can taste it, it's a problem. If it's not nice in time, you don't taste it. How do you know if it's nice in time? So there's two ways you can do it. Either you can give it to an Eina Yehudi, someone that you trust, the Kfela, you can give it to him and ask him, taste it. Does you taste it or do you not taste it? Alternatively, there were certain ratios that the Chachamim said you can run with, and if you know that the proportion of Issa Taheter meets those ratios, it's going to be okay. The most notable one is Shishin. So if the 60 times Heter connected the Issa, then we say the Issa is not just Batal B'Roi, it's Batal B'Shishin. Batal B'Shishin is another way of saying that you can't even taste the Issa, or you can't even taste the Issa. In this case, it's going to be okay. Now, Is there a halacha of shishin when it comes to yavish b'yavish? That's not our sugya right now. But the rabbanon maybe, but that's not our sugya. The halacha of noisin tam, where we say that even though you have roiv and a taruv aslach balach, but if it's noisin tam, is it also? Does that mean it's asim aday raisa, asim aday rabbanon? Tam ke'ikr, which is what it's known as in the sugya, is it a dinday raisa or is it a dinday rabbanon? That's also not our sugya. What is our sugya now is where yayin nesach meets taruvos. And where yayin nesach meets taruvos, it's a separate shulchan aruch. And really, the shulchan aruch begins at the end of the mesechta. It's a mishnah and dafayin gimel amadav. Just going to read the mishnah. Yayin nesach aser. Yayin nesach is aser. I think we know that. Va'oiser b'kol shu. Not only is it aser, a kol shu, a drop. A tipa of yayin nesach is already aser. Says the Mishnah, yayin b'yayin, umayin b'mayin b'kolsho. Yayin b'mayin, umayin b'yayin, b'noisin tam. Zeh haklal. Min b'minay b'mashu, v'shaloy b'minay b'noisin tam. Says the Mishnah, what happens if yayin nesach is nis'arev with a davar mutter? See, if yayin nesach, it gets mixed up with kosher wine. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, is it shishin? Like, what's the halacha? It depends. If it's min b'minoy, it's yayin b'yayin, the halacha is b'mashu. It doesn't have to be noisin tam. You could have a huge barrel of kosher wine and a drop of yayin nesach falls into the bucket. The halacha is, it's going to be asur. If it's min b'she'enei minoy, you have a big barrel of water, let's say, and a little bit of yayin falls in, being that it's two different minim, if it's min b'she'enei minoy, there the halacha is that it's going to be aser only if it's nice and tam. So as the halachas of taruvos impact yayin nesach, if it's min b'minoy, then there's no halacha of shishim. Even mashu is enough to make it aser. If it's min b'she'enoy minoy, then the halacha is, it has to be nice and tam. Machloikas abayi v'rova, and that's going to take us through the daf, well, actually, samach vav amar alef, is how do you define min b'minoy? How do you define min b'she'enoy minoy? What's koiveya? So sometimes they're wine and wine, they're both cabernet, so it's easy. But the question is, if you dig a little bit deeper, what's the definition of min b'minoy? What's the definition of min b'she'enoy minoy? Zok de gemar. Chamra tiko. If somebody has aged wine, be'invi, and it was nesarev with grapes, divri akol, everybody agrees, b'noy sentam. In other words, everybody agrees that different minim. One is wine, the other one is grapes. Thus, if then nis'arev, the halach is going to be, if the yayin nesach is nois in tam into the anovim, it's going to be a problem. If it's not nois in tam, it's not going to be a problem, because it's min b'she'enoy minoy. Yayin nesach and the taruvah is min b'she'enoy minoy, the halach is ben nois in tam. Chamr chadeto be'invi. What if, however, a person has wine that's not aged, it's newly fermented wine, and it was nis'arev together with anovim? Now, what's unique about chamr chadeto is it still tastes a little bit like grapes. As the wine ages, it starts developing its own taste. But chamra chadeta still tastes like ganovim. And it's for that reason, it was a little bit confusing to Namiro. Abaye said that being that the chamra chadeta tastes like ganovim, I look at it as being the same min as ganovim. If it's the same min as ganovim, it's yayin nesach shenesarev. Bin minoy, min bin minoy is b'mashu. So Abaye said, I'm very machmer in this case. Rova says no. Rava said that it's looked at as min b'she'enoy minoy. One is wine, the other one is anovim. It's true, it tastes very much like anovim, but it's not anovim. And being that it's not anovim, it's a different min. If it's a different min, it's tafka b'noyis in tam. He's make abayam b'mashu. Abayis in b'mashu b'sa taim b'sa yigo b'sa tam. Idibili cha taimu. Havali min b'mina b'mashu. Abayis says it tastes the same. It's one min. Dalach is b'mashu. Rava b'noyis in tam. B'sa shma z'ni. Yigo b'sa tam, yigo b'sa shma. V'hai shma l'chud. V'hai shma l'chud. One is called wine. The other one is called grapes. Right? We have a good sushtel to this machloikis. Wine and grapes get nisarev. So you don't have to think too far to find a good bekias sushtel. It's our Mishnah, right? That was the way the daf began this morning. Yayin nesach is nesarev together with anovim. So what did the Mishnah say? If there's no cracks, then it's easy. Just wash it. But if there's cracks, asurais, it's going to be awesome. Now, because Kasolka Taitich says the Gemara, it's fair to assume chamra chadeta ba'anovim, that the Mishnah is discussing aged wine, but the Mishnah is also discussing new wine. It doesn't say what type of yayin nesach it was. It could be it was chamra chadeta. And still the Mishnah says that if it falls on top of grapes that have cracks, asurais. Now, what does asurais mean? My love, benois and tam. Doesn't it mean benois and tam? And if it means benois and tam, you see that chamra chadeta and anoven are viewed as min b'she'enoy minoy. Because if it's min b'minoy with asur, the mash. Why is it min b'she'enoy minoy? Because one is wine and one is grapes. The problem is the wine tastes like the grapes. So it's a raya to Ravo that you go basa shma, not like Abaye. I don't care if they taste the same. I look at it as mim b'shein emina, and therefore I go basa tam. But the Gemara says loy b'mashu. How do you know when the Mishnah said ze'im hayim mevukais asurais? It means it's only asur if it's nice and tam. Maybe it's not only asur if it's nice and tam. Maybe it's asur even if it's not nice and tam. Like Abaye holds by chamra chadata, it's asur even if it's chamra atika, then it has to be nice and tam. But chamra chadata, which according to Abaye is mim b'mina because they both taste the same, maybe it's asur even if it's not nice and tam. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I think it means nice and tam, because read the end of the Mishnah. Amidik tani seifo ze'akal kol shabana asur b'nice and tam asur kol she'im ba'an asur b'nice and tam muter. This Mishnah of ze'akal was going to explain the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when is this taruvah of Yayin Asachos? If it's nice and tam. So you see, clearly the Mishnah is talking about min b'she'enoi minoi. Michlal de b'nais and tam askina. Now, Pishloi, Michad Ratika is certainly going to be min b'she'enoi minoi because they don't taste the same and they're not even called by the same name. But according to Abaye, that Zilbasa Taimo, that two things that taste the same are considered the same min. If when the Mishnah says Yayin Asach means even new wine, why Asura is b'nais and tam? It should be Asura is b'mashu. So isn't this a fester riot to Rava? Abaye is not going to be impressed because Abaye is going to say, who said the Mishnah is talking about new wine? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about aged wine. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about a taruvus of Yayin Nesach and Anovim. The Mishnah is talking about Mimbashin and Minoy because the Mishnah says, Zaklal, it's all Tali and Nice and Time. And based on the Mishnah later, Nayan Gimel and Aleph, when is a Tali and Nice and Time only if it's Mimbashin and Minoy? Abaye Grada holds that it's possible to have Yayin and Anovim that are Nesarev that would be Bimashu because Abaye holds Zilbasa Taima and wine that tastes like grapes is viewed as grapes. The Mishnah is not talking about that wine. So according to Rava, the Mishnah is talking say about aged wine, say about new wine. According to Abaye, the Mishnah is dafka talking about aged wine. The Mishnah is not talking about new wine. Either way, so we have a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Whether the definition of min b'minoy are two things that taste the same or two things that are referred to by the same name, the nafkemina that the Gemara brought was new wine, chamra chadata, and anovim that were nesarev. Is it benois and tam or is it b'mashu? Abaye was machmer. Abaye said it's b'mashu. Rava was mekos. The Gemara is going to bring now another nafkemina lahalacha. In this machloek is Abaye v'Rava, but in this case, Rava is going to be the one that's machmer. Abaye is going to be the one that's mekos, but zilbasar logic, it's the same exact fundamental principle. Abaye holds you go basar taima. Rava holds you go basar shma. Chalo de chamra, vinegar of wine. V'chalo de shichra, and vinegar of beer. So you have wine that went bad. You have beer that went bad. The chamira de chiti, or you have sa'ar, leaven of chitim, the chamira de sa'iri, as in kol chamira of the chamira, and you have sa'ar of sa'irim of barley. So you have vinegar and vinegar, you have chamira and chamira. However, one is vinegar of wine, the other one is vinegar of beer. One is chamira of wheat, the other one is chamira of barley. They were nesarif now. What's the halacha? Is the halacha that you go basert b'mashu, or is it b'nois and tam? Abaye yama b'nois and tam, Rama yama b'mashu. Abaye yama b'nois and tam, the reason it's b'nois and tam, basa tam mazlina, because Abaye holds you always go basa tam. So let's talk about the first case. Chamra and shichra. V'ayi tam aluchod. Spoiled wine doesn't taste the same as spoiled beer. They both taste lousy, but they don't taste the same. V'ayi tam aluchod. Therefore, it's two different things. V'avalei mim b'shein o'mina, mim b'shein o'mina, b'nois and tam. So Abaye is going to be meko. Rava yama b'mashu. Rava says, no, it's b'mashu. Why? Basa shma azlinon. Because wine is referred to as wine, and beer is referred to as beer. But when they turn into vinegar, they're just called vinegar. So it's true, they taste different, and they have a different origin. But right now, Basar Shma is Linan, Vahai Chala Mikri, one's called Chala, Mitan Aleph, as in vinegar. Vahai Chala Mikri, the other one is called vinegar. Vahai Chamira Mikri, Vahai Chamira Mikri. Avalei Mimim Mina, Vechol Mimim Mina, Ibn Mashus. Again, we have a Machloikis, Abaye V'Rava, how you define min as it relates to Salach of Yayin Nesach. According to Abaye, how do you define it? You define it based on tam. According to Rava, you define it based on sham. Amar Abaye, no, I mean, what's my makard? How do I know this halacha? The basa tam mazlinon. That when it comes to yai nesach, but really more than just yai nesach, when it comes to sugis of taruvos, of a taruvos between iser and heter, the way you define min and ena min, because this shayla of min and ena min has ramifications beyond the sugis of yai nesach. We're learning avodah zara. We're learning the sugis of yai nesach, and in yai nesach, it's a mafurish mishnah that delineates very clearly between min b'minay and min b'she'ena minay. But really, this has ramifications beyond. So it says Abaye, how do I know that when it comes to Isser v'heter, it comes to Taruvah, the way you define a min is based on time. The time we learned in a Braisa, the little base says it's really a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtos Arla. Tavlin, Beis V'Gimel Shemois. Somebody has spices, and the spices had two or three different names. V'hein min echad. So you had black pepper, white pepper, a different type of pepper. But the point is that Beis V'Gimel Shemois, but they're all the same min. Oy, min, gimel. Or you have tavlin, you have pepper, you have salt. Three different minim. Asurim. The halacha is that umitzarif and the mitzarif together in a taruvos to create a sheer iser to cause problems in the thing that they fell into. Amar Chizkiya said, that even though these minim are technically different minim, one is salt, one is garlic, they're not the same thing. But being that they all sweeten, they all accomplish the same thing inside this meichel, inside the taruvos that they're in, they're all doing the same thing to the taruvos. So the halacha is, we look at them all as being the same min. So it says Abai, a very interesting halacha, that you have a taruvos, so this is the heter. The context over there is spices. And Chizkiya holds, it's a Mishnah really, that if you have multiple minim, if they all accomplish, they contribute the same way to the taruvos, so for that reason, we're going to look at them all as being the same min. So it says Abai, Bishleim of Basatayim Mazlinon. Bishleim, if the way you always define a min in a taruvos is Basatayim, I get it. Kulachataimahu, that's this chiddush, and that's a little bit of a leap, but still, what he's saying is that they're all minei mesika, they're all sweetening the taruvas. So I get the point of why we look at them as all men. But Eli Yamri Basar Shema Zlinon. But according to Rava's understanding, you go Basar Shema, Haishma Luchod, the Haishma Luchod. One is pepper, the other one is garlic. It's not the same thing. Who cares if they're minei mesika? So Zokta Bai, you see from this Mishnah, Basar Rava's going to tell you, no, it's not Muchach. I, the Mishnah, Hamani Rav Meir. This Mishnah is Rav Meir. It's not Mishnah, it's always Rav Meir. The Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Rav Yehuda says, Mishnah Rav Meir. This is Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Meir. How do you know that all Yisurim in the Torah are Mitzar of Zemzeh? So if somebody eats a Kezias of something, Asr and he gets Malchus. We pass him like Rav Yechon and Chatzit Shir Asr in the Torah. But you need a Shir for Einshin in order to get Malchus, you need an Einish. How do you know if somebody eats a Chatzit Zayas of Nevelo, let's say, and then he eats a Chatzit Zayas of Kilei Akerim, I don't know, something else. How do you know that they're mitzarif? So Reb Meir says, you learn from a pasuk, Shenebalei Seichal Kol Tayeva, and we learn from there, Kol Sheti After Lecha Reo Beval Seichal. Anything that you're not allowed to eat is all lumped into one loisase. Meaning that they're mitzarif to create a shiur iser. So according to Reb Meir, you see that two minim could be mitzarif for shiure iser. If they can be mitzarif for shiure iser, they can be mitzarif in the taruvos as well. Thus, Rav is going to say it's true that there is a Mishnah that says different minim of tavlin can be mitzarif together. They can band together and join forces to mess up a taruvos. But it doesn't mean basa time as lena. It's not muchach that that's the reason. That of course they're all mine mesika, they're all the same taste, because what's kaveya in a taruvos is the taste. That's what gives something its chashivos. Lav dafka, that's what it is. Maybe the Mishnah means Rameyer. Rameyer holds that isurim are always mitzarif, even if they're different isurim. If mitzurim are always mitzarif, so that would be the beer in the Mishnah. All the tavlinim could be mitzarif based on the idea that all the isurim are always mitzarif for shiurim. Kol sheti after l'cha reu v'asleichal, even outside, even beyond the scope of taruvas. Either way, so we had a machloikis, abaya v'rova, very important machloikis. How you define min and einoy min as it relates to a taruvas? According to Abaya, two things that taste the same are the same min. According to Rava, two things that are referred to by the same name are the same min. Abaya's big chiddush was that new wine and anovim, being that they taste the same, is viewed as min b'minay. Rava's big chiddush was that chalo de chamra and chalo de shichra, vinegar that came from wine and vinegar that came from beer, even though they're different minim l'chura, they certainly taste differently, they have a different origin, but being that they're both called chala right now, therefore they're going to be considered the same min as well. So Gemara now is going to bring another very, very mucho important machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Chala begav chamra, if chala, vinegar, falls into wine. So you had vinegar of a dover aser, and it fell into chamra of a dover muter. Everybody agrees benois and tam that it's going to aser it benois and tam. There's nothing to talk about. Why? Because you look at it as min b'sheinei minoi. One is chala, one is chamra. They don't taste the same. They're not referred to as the same thing. One is called wine, the other one is called vinegar. Therefore, the halacha is it's min b'sheinei minoi. It's always benois and tam. Chamra legav chala. What, however, is the halacha if wine falls into vinegar? So you'd say, what's the difference? Abaye says it's very different. There we look at it as min b'minay. Rav Amar b'nayis and tam. Abaye says b'mashu. Rechei chala, the tamo chamra chala. Abaye held that the metzias is that as the wine is descending upon the vinegar, the wine takes on the smell of the vinegar. When it hovers, as it's being poured into the vinegar, right before it lands, it's going to smell, not taste, it's going to smell like vinegar. Being that it's going to smell like vinegar, it now has some shaychus to the thing that it's mixing into. You have wine falling into vinegar. So right now, they're two completely different things. Apaya holds you go bust the time, but they don't taste the same. But you know what happens right when the wine falls into the vinegar? Even though they don't taste the same, they smell the same. Because the wine takes on the smell of the vinegar. That's only true if the wine is falling into the vinegar. It's not true if the vinegar is falling into the wine. So when the wine is falling into the vinegar, now you have two things being nesarif that don't taste the same, but they smell the same. Abaya holds reichechala v'tamochamro, something that smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. Chala is viewed as vinegar. Therefore, v'havalei min b'mina v'chal min b'mina v'mashim. So this taruvah says min b'mina. It's vinegar and vinegar. What do you mean? It's wine and vinegar. It's even called wine and vinegar. It tastes like wine. And don't you rabbi all you go bust the taste? Yeah, that's true. But if there's a stira, if there's an inherent stira between the taste and the smell, you go bust the smell. Reche chala v'tam v'chamra chala. Therefore, they're both vinegar. They're both vinegar. It's mimimimim and mash. Rabbam, but it's in time. Because reicha, chala, v'tam, and chamra is something that smells like chala and tastes like chamra. As anyways, chamra, but the mimimimim, minoy, v'chol mimimimim, minoy, b'noy, same time. So we have here another important machloik is Abaya v'Rabba. Something that tastes one way and smells another way. According to Abaya, you go basa reicha. According to Rava, you go basa time. It sounds like Rava is giving less chashivos to smell, to the way the thing smells, whereas Abaya thinks that if something smells one way and it tastes another way, he gives a chashivus to the way it smells. And on that note, we have a classic, classic Gemara. Hi, Bastia. So what was a Bastia? Once upon a time, people would hire professionals to come smell their casks of wine to tell them whether it's good, it's not good, you know, how much lifespan it has left, you know, give it a good schmeck and to see, you know, what you're supposed to do with it. So the Bastia was, Rashi says, it was a nekev, a hole that they used to make in the proverbial cork. They would stick a tube in, and the idea was to go ahead and smell it. If a guy smells a yid's wine, shapadam, there's nothing wrong. Meaning, a guy is not allowed to touch the wine, maybe can't look at the wine, the shlach kadosh, but he can smell the wine. What if a yid, however, smells a guy's wine? Is that okay or is that not okay? What's it said it shouldn't be okay? You're being nana. You're having hana. You're having hana from Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach is something that's also banal. So is a yid allowed to go to a guy's wine and smell it? This bastia, could a yid have non-Jewish clients when he does his job? Abayu amar aser, rav amar muter. Abayu amar aser, abayu says it's aser. Reicha milsi, because reicha is milsa. You're not allowed to just go ahead and smell a davar aser. Rav amar muter, reicha lav milsi. So again, Abayu, who was the one in the previous Gemara that said reichi chala v'tam chamra chala, he gave chashivos to reicha. It's almost Abaya l'shitasai. Abaya holds reicha milsi, that smelling is a big deal. And it's also to smell Yisrayana. Rava held that reichi chala v'taima chamra is viewed as chamra. But the point is here too, Rava holds that it's okay for a yid to smell yayin esech, it's mutter, because Rava holds reicha lav milsi. Amar Rava ibn Amidah, how do I know the reicha lav milsi? For the reicha v'lai klumah. That's how we learned in a Mishnah. Tanur shehi siku b'kometz. This is a Mishnah, Mesach v'strumah. Somebody had an oven, and the oven was heated with cumin, shel trumah. And then afterwards somebody baked pas that was chulin. And the question is, that is someone that's not a kohen, who's not allowed to eat trumah, is he allowed to eat this bread? Or is he not allowed to eat this bread? What's it said he should be able to eat the bread? Because being that the oven was heated with cumin, and the cumin was made of truma, so it could be there's now truma inside this oven. So the bleas of truma is going to penetrate the pas. That's a reason maybe not to eat the bread. It definitely warrants a shiloh. So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, pas muteris. You're allowed to eat the bread. The reason is, l'fisha ain tam cumin el recha cumin, because you don't have any tam. It's true, there's an idea that even when there's a rive, but there's something called tam, and tam, but over here there is no tam. There's nothing inside the oven that tastes like cumin. You know what you have? You have the smell of cumin. The fact that cumin was once there, and it was fueled, so now the tam smells a little bit like cumin. But taste, recha, there's no recha of cumin. So being that there's no recha of cumin, it's for that reason that it's going to be okay to go ahead and eat the pas. What do you see from here? Reichel av milsi. Because if reichel is milsi, so the fact that it smells like human should be a problem. So Omar Rav, you know what? You want to know how I know reichel av milsi? That in a taruvis, there's no isit to smell. You don't have to worry about reichel. It's a Mishnah Trumas. How else are you going to learn this Mishnah Trumas? Abayu Amar says, no. Shani Yos in the Mikleisur. Reichel milsi. But you know in reichel milsi, that's only if the thing that's creating the smell is ba'ilon. If the thing that's creating the smell is no longer ba'olam, then reichel av milsi. So for example, to go now and smell yayin nesach, you have a barrel of yayin nesach, through this bastia, you're going to go now, you're going to smell it, that's a problem. Because reichel milsi, when the barrel of wine is sitting in front of you. In that case, the cumin that's creating the smell was fueled, it's gone, it's not ba'olam anymore. Being that it's not ba'olam anymore, it's over there that Abaye agrees, reichel av milsi. So Abaye is watering, he's diluting his position a little bit. Reichel av milsi, but only if the underlying thing that's creating the smell is ba'olam. But if the thing is not ba'olam, over there, reichel av milsi. Amar Amari, kitanoi. Amari said, I think it's really machlekes tano. This machlekes Abaye v'rova, whether reichel av milsi or reichel av milsi, I believe is a machlekes tano. What's this machlekes tano? And this too is a mishnah, and mesech this truma, is it right to pass chamo? If somebody took hot bread out of an oven, and he put it on top of a barrel of wine. Shel truma. That was truma. So the question is, are you allowed to eat the bread now? Or are you not allowed to eat the bread? So just picture the scene. You have a barrel of wine. It is loaded with yayin of truma. Somebody takes bread. He needs a place to put the bread. So he slaps it on top of the chavis shel yayin. It's hot bread. Pas chama. V'nosna gabi chavis shel yayin. So what's the halacha? Remei says you're not allowed to eat the bread. Because it was Beilea from the Yayin of Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Rabbi Yehuda says it is okay to eat the bread. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Mater b'shal chitin. If the bread was made of wheat, it's okay. V'yosi b'shal so'ayim. If it was made of so'ayim, it's not okay. Mipnei sha so'ayim shayavois. Because the so'ayim, barley has an ability to be shayav. And for that reason, it's in that case that it's going to be an issue that you're not going to be able to eat the bread. But either way, so you have a machlekes over here where you have a chavish shayayin of truma, you put hot bread on top of it, whether the bread is going to be an issue or it's not going to be an issue. What's the shayav over here? Now, there's no way there's any taste of wine inside the bread. Why not? Because the taste has to come from something. The only way you could have taste is if there's a real blia. There was no real blia. Taste would be, you use the pot, you cook the davar aser, and then you use the pot again to cook the davar mutter. So when you cook the davar aser, there was real food inside the pot. Now, you don't see it, you washed it really good. That's the chiddush of blias and platis. The chiddush is that there's blias of the davar aser inside the defanos of the kedera, inside the walls of the kli. So now when you cook again, it comes out. But there's something there. And even though it's only tam, but the tam is coming, l'chura, from something. But over here, there was nothing. There was never a contact between the wine and the bread. So the only thing you have here is reyach. You have reyach. The bread smells a shtickle now, like wine. So l'chura, if you have a machlik, it's Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rameir is oyster, Rabbi Yehuda's matter. Tainas the Gemara. Amar Amari, my la b'hokum. If we get the maras, have a reyach milsi, maras, so have a reyach v'loi klumu. So isn't the machlik of Ivar Rav really a machlik? Is Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says like this. Little Rav, according to Rav, that says reyach lab milsi, vadi tanoi. He's going to have to agree with Ramari. He's going to have to say that I acknowledge that even though I hold reyach lab milsi, there is a town in the world that holds reicha milsi. That's Rameyer in that Mishnah, where Rameyer says, pas chama on top of the chavish al yayin truma is going to be awesome. He obviously holds reicha milsi, because if reicha is on milsi, then why would it, in the world would it be awesome? But Labaya the Gemara says, mi lema tana in Abaya, it's not muchach that it's a machloikis tanam. Amalach Abaya, Abaya can tell you, lab me, if meralo amar rabbi babrachanam reish lokish. But pas chama reish lokish already explained this Mishnah. And based on the way you explain this Mishnah, you'll see it's not muchach at all that there's anyone on the planet that disagrees with me, says Abaya, that holds that reicha milsi. Everybody holds reicha milsi. I this machloikis. So let's hear Rish Lakish. But pas chama v'chavis psucha. If the bread was hot and the chavis was open, it was exposed. Everybody holds its aser. You know everybody holds its aser. It's reicha milsi. But pas tzoynenes. If the bread was cold, the chavis magufa, and the chavis was sealed, divya kol muteris. Nothing happened. Loi nechelku. You know where there was machloikis. But pas chama, where the bread was hot, the chavis magufa, and the chavis, the barrel was sealed. Or, bepas soinenes, the bread was cold, the chavis psucha, and the chavis was open. In those cases, there was a shayla. What's the shayla? Not whether reicha milsi. Everybody holds reicha milsi. You know, I know everybody holds reicha milsi, because it was pas chama, and it was a chavis psucha, divriyaka lasura. Everybody holds asura. The shayla over there is that considered a case of reicha? thus it should be aser. Is it not considered a case of recha? Thus it shouldn't be aser. Vahadi di says Abaye, going back to my case, kapas chame v'chavas psuchadami. My case is where there was a real recha, where you smelled this bas piyah shalayv dikacham. Of plusher over there, it's going to be aser. Meaning, it's clear in this mission that there's a man dama that holds recha milsi. Rameir oisa. Why else would Rameir hold oisa? Thus, Rava that says recha lad milsi has to acknowledge that he's not saying according to everybody. That really is machlekes tana. Machlekes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But enochi nami, he acknowledges is a Rameir shita, the Rameir holds it's awesome. The shayla is all in Abaya. Abaya that holds recha milsi. Are you muchach to say that Rabbi Yehuda, who was matter in the Mishnah, holds Reichel? I will see. So the Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish already made an Akimta. Reish Lakish said the Akimta was talking about a very specific case, where either the Pas was Seinenes, or the Chavis was Megufa. Yeah, in those cases, there's a tzad to say Mutter. Why? Because even if Reicha Milsi, not in that case, but in a case where it's clear it's a Reicha, which Abaye said, that was my case, Vadi Dinami, my case was Kepas Chame V'Chavis Psucha, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is going to agree that the Halacha is going to be Reicha Milsi. So very geshmaki Gemara. We only learned about 17 sugyas as we went through this 40 minutes of Daf Yomi, but just to not end early. So just to speak out one last Ha'ara with regards to yesterday's Daf, and that is the Ger Toshav. So yesterday we spoke about the Ger Toshav. And the Ger Toshav is someone that appears very often in Shas, but really the Makar, ground zero for learning the sugya of the Ger Toshav is Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. And I also feel that it's very much related to the core sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, because Masechtas Avodah Zarah is all about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's all about Bnei Noach. So we learned so much about the sugyas of Ben Noach, and Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach. So I think it makes a lot of sense, certainly very reasonable, to delve in just a teeny weeny bit more with regards to the halachas of Ger Toshav. So we saw the Brayson that Samach Talam and Beings brings a three-way machlekes tanam. What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? Rav Meir says a Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach that was mekabel in front of three chaverim that he's not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim say it's not enough that you're mekabel, you're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. You have to be mekabel that you're going to keep all Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. Acherim Oymrim, a Ger Toshav is someone that was mekabel to keep Kol HaTorah Kula except for Nevela. He's not a Ger Tzedek, because he said, except for Nevela. In order to be a Ger Tzedek, you have to be mekabel all the mitzvahs. But at the same time, he wasn't just mekabel the Sheva mitzvah, certainly wasn't just mekabel not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. You have to be mekabel to keep Taryab mitzvahs. 612 mitzvahs, everything but Nevela. That's the definition of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach. It's not a Yid. But at the same time, he has a special place in Shulchan Aruch. The halachas of Ben Noach are impacted over and over and over in Shas. And hopefully, as we continue to learn Gemaras together and Ger Toshav comes up, we'll have a better appreciation of exactly who it is we're talking. What's the halacha? The Rambam in many places says that a Ger Toshav is someone that was mekabel to keep all Sheva Mitzvah. Rashi, Chumash, and Parshas Bahar, and Parshas Re'eh, and different places, Al Shas, says a very cryptic definition of a Ger Toshav. He's someone that was mekabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, he's an Oichel Nevelis. Either way, that is the halacha of a Ger Toshav. Yesterday, we spoke out to Lomdesin, to Shtiklich of Raid, as it relates to the Ger Toshav. The first one was the Briskerov. Briskerov, and really the Shoyl in a Michtav, it's the very last piece of Briskerov in Sefer, was very bothered. He didn't understand the whole idea of a Ben Noach being makabel to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He anyways has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It would be no different that a Yid waking up in the morning, he makes a Kabbalah, he's going to put on tefillin every day. Yeah, obviously, you're Mushbevai mate. It's very nice that you made that Kabbalah, but it has no meaningful impact, because he anyways mechuyev too. So why should a Ben Noach, who's chayev to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, suddenly have a din to be makabel? We saw the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says a Ben Noach has to be makabel. There's really an obligation for every Ben Noach to be a Ger Toshav. In order to be from the Chassidei Umayis Olam, you had to be a Ger Toshav. The Rambam says it clearly, B'Lashoni Azav, in the end of the 8th parak of Hilchas Melachim. So like, what's this idea of making a Kabbalah? Aren't you mechuyev to do it anyways? So the Briskerov said, based on the Gemara, in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that pays on the days, and in many places in Shas, Rav Yatur Goyim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Bnei Noach weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and he said that even if you keep it, you can have a din of an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. That means on some level, although the Bnei Noach were mechuyah from other Marishan to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but on some level they were viewed as an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. If they're viewed on some level as an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, so that's where you have the weakness, that's where the klishus is, that's where there's mokum now for there to be Chala Kabbalah, to go from being an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa Diga Bnei Noach to suddenly being a Mitzvah V'Oisa Diga Bnei Noach. It's interesting, somebody told me yesterday that if you go through this Briskerov, it's the last piece of Briskerov in Sefer. And he goes through the different Lashonos of the Rambam, the end of the 8th parak in Hilchos Melachim. So the very last line. What's the last line of Briskerov in Sefer? Seif Dover. That's how Sefer Kehelas ends. Soif Dover Akol Nishma. Soif Dover. Divrei Harambam Tmuin Ma'oid Ve'en Lahem Shum Muvan L'chayra. So he told me, heard from a Rosh Hashiva once that said, very befitting, that's the way the Brisker Rav Sefer ends. But either way, Hajjin Allah. But that's the Brisker Rav. The second Ara that we spoke at yesterday was a Chiddush at the Bir Halacha speaks out in Simin Shin Dalet, also known as Simin Dalet Shin, where the Bir Halacha was Medayek in Magen Avram, over there in Simin Dalet Shin. We shtel to the Adafrayim in who's made the same diak l'chura in a Magen Avraham and Simon Lamed Tesan Ilchas Tefillin, and that is that the Ger Toisha, if he wants to be Makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvah Nech, he has a right to be Makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvah Nech. He can be Makabel as many mitzvahs as he wants. And if he's Makabel the mitzvah of Tefillin, he'd have a din of a Yeshnei Bekshira, Yeshnei Beksiva. And if he'd be Makabel the mitzvah of Shabbos, it could be that Lachas of Shvisa Shabbos would be impacted as well. Meaning, just like you see in Shitas Acherim, the third shita in the Braisa, that a ger toishav is someone that was makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. And anything he's makabel, he's obligated to keep, not as a yid, but as a ger toishav. So there's a concept, there's a musig, that even according to the Chachamim, Lididan, that we don't paskin like Acherim, it's only with regards to what the bare minimum definition of a ger toishav is. But that you saw that a ben Nayach can be makabel more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, and be obligated to observe more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, not midin Yisrael, but rather midin ger toishav, that's something that's going to be true, l'kuli alma dvarim niflam ad l'moit. But here's the third art. Third Ara is, the Pasuk says in Daseres HaDibros, and then there's a very similar Pasuk that repeats itself in Parshas Mishpatim. V'yoy mashvi, Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha, l'isasukom alocha, ato vincho v'techa, abdecha v'amoscho v'hemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha. So if you take a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says that what does v'gercha asher b'sharecha mean? Meaning you have to keep Shabbos. L'isasukom alocha. Who? Who's you? Ata, uvincho v'techa, your sons and daughters, abdecha va'amascha, uvehemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharech. The Ramban says, the Pashtus is, v'gercha asher b'sharech is referring to a ger tzedek. In Parshas Mishpatim, in Peruch of Gibbon Pasuk Yudbeis, similar Pasuk, she'eshes yavim tasem asech, uvayoy mashvii tishbois, l'man yonuach, shorcha v'chamayrecha, v'yinofesh ben amosecha v'ager. Who's that ger? Says the Ramban, and Rashi brings it in Parshas Mishpatim as well, v'ager ze ger toishav. So the Torah is somehow commanding, throwing the ger toishav into the mitzvah of Shabbos. The emesis, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamis, Daf Memches on the base. The Gemara over there says, it says, V'yinofesh ben amasecho v'hager, ben amasecho, we know what that means. What does a ger mean? Ze ger toshav. In other words, the ger toshav, although he's a ben noyach, he's somehow included in the mitzvah of Shabbos. And at first glance, sorch ber, Shabbos was given to Yidden. It wasn't given to Ovdei Kechavim. Akim Sheshav as Eschai Misa. So what does it mean, v'hager ger toshav? The v'hager that it says in Parshas Yisro, in Daser HaSadibris, that's a Ger Tzedek. Of course, the Ger Tzedek is a Yid. So why the Torah would have to mention that the Ger Tzedek is included in the mitzvah of Shabbos? Ger Tzedek is very often singled out throughout the Torah. Good, I am Berishoyim. But a Ger Toshav is a guy. So Ger Toshav is a guy. V'kumt arayin, the Ger Toshav in the mitzvah of Shabbos. You know who asks the kasha? Rashi. You know who else asks the kasha? Toshvus. Zok Rashi. Dibra maskul ger toshav. Yivamis mem chesam et beis. Shekibel olav. What's a ger toshav? He was makabel shloi lavet avodis kechavim. V'oichol neveil. This is one of the Rashis where Rashi gives his interesting definition of what a ger toshav is. Says Rashi. Here's the punchline. His hero yakosav ala Shabbos. The Torah said that a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. Why? The mechalas ha Shabbos ko'ivet avodis kechavim. Because a ger toshav was mekabel shloi lavet avodah zarah. He's not allowed to be oved avodah zarah. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Neach. And hamechalas haShabbos is koyved avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, if he can't be oved avodah zarah, now he can't be mechalas Shabbos either. So it says Rashi, you want to know what the pasuk means when it says v'yinofesh ben amosecho v'hager l'rabbis ger toshav. The pasuk saying that a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. He has to be a Shomer Shabbos. Why does he have to be a Shomer Shabbos? Because he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And if he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, Satan is Rashi in the way he understands the Gemara, which is really a beer in a pasuk. The Ger Toshav now has to keep Shabbos. Frey Toshav, what's going on over here? A Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Why? Because he's not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and a Mechalal Shabbos is Oved Avodah Zarah. Every Ben Noyach in the world is muzu shaloi lavad avodah zarah. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's not unique to a ger toishav. Every ben noyach, ger toishav, just made a kabbalah. But really, every ben noyach has one of the seven mitzvahs that he is not allowed to be yoyed avodah zarah. Yet, akim sheshav asus chayiv misa. So frek toishav, how could you make this cheshben that the halacha is that being that b'nei noyach hametzuveh on avodah zarah, thus they can't be mechal Shabbos, because mechal Shabbos is koyved avodah zarah. Every ben noyach toichiyach, he has an iser to be oved avodah zarah, and at the same time he also has an iser. Yoyim v'layv lo yishboisu akum shachavas chayiv misa. So Tosfos says the Gemara can't mean what Rashi thinks it means. What the Gemara means is that a yid, just like he has to make sure that his eved doesn't do malacha, his ama doesn't do malacha, he has to make sure that a ger toishav doesn't do malacha for him. It means the yid has to make sure that the ger toishav doesn't do it. It's like an amir la'akum midai raisa digedid. But when I learn the sukkah, amir la'akum, yeah. But Al Kopanim Tosfos says that it certainly doesn't mean what Rashi thinks it means, that a ger toishav has a chiv suddenly to keep Shabbos. How do you give Zuchanetza with this Rashi? So I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelos Hasharim, he brings from the Panovich Arav, it's printed this piece, this essay of the Panovich Arav in the Kuntres called Divrei Harav. But either way, the Panovich Arav said, a dover nifla adlamoid, and behektim one chakir. A ger toishav. So the word is very similar to ger tzedek. When somebody becomes a ger toishav, a ben noyach does, is there some sort of gerus that's taking place? Or is there no gerus that's taking place? Nemes is, the Briskarov, in his letter, in that michtav, you could tell, he said that the shoyl, he writes this himself, the Briskarov, held that when a ger toishav becomes a ger toishav, it really is milosh and gerus. There's something changing. The mitzius of the gavra, the chatz of the gavra is nishtana. Al yudei his kabbalah right now. And just like benoyach, that's mekabel ol teir v'amitzvahs, becomes a ger tzedek, and there's no backsies. You can't back out once you become a yid. In that same vein, something is nishtana in the benoyach. When he's mekabel the shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, he becomes a ger, not a ger tzedek, but a ger toishav. Biskrov disagreed. He held, it's not mashma that way. He said, a ger toishav is a person that made a kabbalah, and you can unwind your kabbalah, and you can decide tomorrow morning you're not going to be a ger toishav anymore, and you're not going to be a ger toishav. Malach is not going to treat you as a ger toishav. But that was the chakira that the Panovich Rav cleared. That same chakira that the Brisk Rav discusses in his michtav. Is a ger toishav a gerus? Meaning something's actually happens and not a gerus. Panovich Rav held that there is a gerus. There's a gerus that's taking place. That's the Akdama. But then he took it one step further. He said, Yesh Loimar, that the geder of the gerus of a ger toishav is that when a ger toishav is mekabel the sheva mitzvah nayach, he is now chayiv in sheva mitzvahs, but not chayiv in sheva mitzvahs like a ben noyach is chayiv in sheva mitzvahs. He's chayiv in sheva mitzvahs like a yid is chayiv in sheva mitzvahs. Meaning, all sheva mitzvahs ben noyach we have as well in our Torah. We're chayiv because Moshe Rabbeinu said that we have to do it. It's Moshe Kibbol Torah Mesinai, we're Mush B'vayim Mar Sinai, that's what we have to keep the Torah. Ben Noyach, it's related to Adam Arishan. That's what the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are. But Tainet, the Panovich Rav, when a Ben Noyach becomes a Ger Toshav, what he's essentially doing is he's tapping in B'miktsas to the Torah of Klal Yisrael. There's a Gerus B'miktsas. There's a new patent called Ger Toshav. It's a Gerus, but it's like a Gerus B'miktsas. He's only Chayiv in seven mitzvahs, not 613 mitzvahs. But those seven mitzvahs that he's Chayiv in, he's not Chayiv like a Ben Noyach. He's now going to be Chayiv like a Yisrael. So, Tainet upon a Vitcherov. Enochanami. A Goy has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. A Yid has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. But Loi Roy is that Karoy is that. It's not the same Issa. A Goy has an Issa to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. It just means don't worship, don't bow down to Getchkis. That's Pachas Yoser, what his definition of Avodah Zarah means. A Yid has a much broader definition of Avodah Zarah. A Yid's Avodah Zarah includes in it the idea that Akim Sheshavas is Chayim Misa. A Yid's Avodah Zarah includes other things that may not be Avodah Zarah per se, but at the same time, they're going to be Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Just to highlight the point. Gemara in Perek Achilitz, also in the Sugis of Geiris. So we all know the story with Nami and Rus, and Rus tells Nami that she tries talking her out of joining the folk. She says, no, I want to come along with you. And the Gemara darshins the whole pasuk over there. Nami said, you realize you're going to become a Jew? There's something called Chum Shabbos. She says, no, Basher Telchi Eilich. Wherever you can go, I'll go. Yichud, there's an Issa Yichud. Basher Tolini, wherever you could sleep, I'll sleep. Mifkadina Sheish Meis for Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. You know, we have Taryag Mitzvahs. Amichami, also one Avodah Zarah. You know, I'm a Jew. You become a Jew. You're not going to be Avodah Zarah. Elokecha Eloka, your God is my God. Arba Mises Nimsru Lebezdin. Basha Tamusi Tamisi. Frank the Marsha. I understand this whole price except for one thing. Nami tells Rus, I'm letting you know, you're going to become a Yid. We have an Isra Avay Dezara. What do you mean? They don't have an Isra Avay Dezara. B'nei Nech also have an Isra Avay Dezara. What's Nami telling Rus? That I want you to know, you're going to become a Yid. Now you're going to have Avay Dezara. You want to talk about Dvarim Chamurim, talk about other things. But what are you talking about Avay Dezara for? Don't they have Avay Dezara anyways? Zokta Marsha, an unbelievable thing. Where did Rus come from? Rus came from Chutz Laaretz. She was a Mayavia. Nami was telling Rus that, you know, that you may at some point have Gaguim for your family. You're going to want to go home. The halach is, if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, it's Ke'ilu Avod Avod Zara. It's a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Ksubis. Our Avod Zara is different than your Avod Zara. I know you have an Isra Avod Zara, but your Isra Avod Zara is very specific. You can't bow down to a Getchka. Our Avod Zara, there's a lot of Ke'ilus. Kol HaYotzi Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz is Ke'ilu Avod Avod. And that's something that Nami knew Rus may be tempted at some point to do. Said, I'm letting you know right now, there's a different definition of Avodah Zarah. Our Avodah Zarah has a halach of kol hamechalel haShabbos is ke'ilu oved Avodah Zarah. Tain is Rashi, a ger toishav, who is mekabel the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. This Kabbalah is a gerus b'mikzas. If it's a gerus b'mikzas, he's now going to be mechuyev in sheva mitzvahs, not like a ben noyach, as a Yisrael. It's true, a ben noyach's Sheva mitzvahs are limited to the mitzvah itself. So a ben noyach's Avodah Zarah doesn't have a mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah. Punkvaker, to the contrary, Akim Sheshavas is gar chayav misa. But a ger toishav Shabbos is an under, a ger toishav Avodah Zarah is an under Avodah Zarah. His Avodah Zarah, kol hayoytz me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz kilo oved Avodah Zarah, like the Marsha says, mefurish, betuv tam in Chiddushei Agadah, daf mem zayin, in Masechtas Yevamos. A goy's yid's Avodah Zarah has in the kol mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah. If mechalel Shabbos kilo oved Avodah Zarah, actually, that's what the Gemara means. For Yenofish ben Amoschava Ager, the Gertoish of Astaka Chayiv and Shabbos. Fu kumte tse Shabbos, e kumte Shabbos, simply because it's Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah.